This is JIS News. Coming up, JUTC makes major adjustments in service as a result of visit of U.S. President, Kingston to become world leading port, and JCIF and JBI sign MOU for high-tech greenhouse project. Details after the break.
JIS has gone mobile. Access news and radio content anytime from anywhere on the JIS mobile app. Available on Android devices. Just go to the Google Play Store, search Jamaica Information Service, install the app and be instantly connected. JIS, the voice of Jamaica.
Now the news. There will be adjustments to the Jamaica Urban Transit Company JUTC service Wednesday, April 8 and Thursday, April 9 due to the road closures in the corporate area. Several roads will be closed to facilitate the visit of the President of the United States, Barack Obama, and heads of state and government of the Caribbean community. All JUTC routes into New Kingston have been suspended from 4 p.m. Wednesday until 6 p.m. Thursday. Marketing and Communications Manager at the JUTC, Clinton Clark, says all premium services will cease operation in New Kingston on Thursday and will resume Friday morning.
Premium services that will be affected are Route 3AX, Route 8AX, Route 12AX, Route 17AX, Route 20AX. The services being rerouted are Route 83, Route 78, Route 72, Route 900, Route 75, Route 19AX, Route 50X, and Route 51X, and Route 24X.
Mr. Clark was speaking in an interview with JIS News Wednesday. He says Route 77 from Augustown to downtown Kingston via Mountain View Avenue and Windward Road will be suspended on Thursday. Passengers are advised to use alternative routes 83 and 78. All JUTC services will be back to normal on Friday. Kingston's reputation as a leading regional and international port is to be significantly bolstered under the Kingston Container Terminal KCT privatization agreement. President and Chief Executive Officer of the Port Authority of Jamaica, PAJ, Professor Gordon Shirley, says the government's partnership with the Terminal Link CMA-CGM Consortium will yield several tangible benefits for the maritime sector.
For the Kingston Container Terminal employees, most of whom will be re-employed, they will be exposed to the best-in-class technologies and techniques. The PAJ can itself now more effectively manage its debt obligations and is in a better position to finance the program of work to further enhance the competitiveness of the maritime sector.
He adds that the PAJ will be able to work in a more focused way towards developing near-port logistic opportunities and other initiatives, which will allow Jamaica to take advantage of its strategic location within the Caribbean region. Professor Shirley was speaking at the official signing of the concession agreement between the Jamaican government and representatives of the Terminal Link CMA-CGM Consortium for the privatization of the KCT. More than 200 farmers in Manchester, St. Elizabeth and St. Anne are to benefit from a $200 million farming project involving 160 greenhouses at 8 water storage facilities. This follows the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding MOU between the Jamaica Social Investment Fund, JCIF, and the Jamaica Bauxite Institute, JBI. JCIF is donating $153 million and the JBI $54 million. Junior Science, Technology, Energy and Mining Minister Julian Robinson says the program, which includes water harvesting, will contribute to poverty reduction.
The farmers who are involved in this project, you have been provided with a rare opportunity with the assistance provided by JBI and JCIF, including the critical protection from drought, the training, the relevant infrastructure. You have a responsibility to ensure that you take care of these greenhouses. You manage your production and business transactions diligently.
The greenhouses will be built on mined out lands, with JBI doing the preparation of the sites to facilitate the farms. And the second phase of upgrading of the Ministry of Labour and Social Security's Labour Market Information System, LMIS, is set to be completed later this year. Director of Research and Analysis at the Ministry, Simone McKenzie-Mayer, says this will see the inclusion of more options for employers and job seekers, thus improving the services offered by the LMIS.
We're catering stakeholders, so we'll have an employer's page, and employers will be able to find information on the labour laws, be able to send in queries to the Ministry on any problems they have, and they'll be able to do short surveys on labour market needs.
The LMIS is a job matching facility that offers free online and offline services to employers and job seekers. That was the JIS News. I'm Arroyo Eubanks.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.